Hi, I'm Phil Newman, and welcome to the Impact Online podcast. We are so glad you're here.
Well, we are glad you are here because it is Vision Sunday. We are going to have an exciting time together as we hear this year's vision. It's not just for our churches. This is for you personally. So here we go. Vision Sunday 2023. Let's go.
So obviously last year, 2022, we had a very clear theme, and I think that brought a lot of focus, a lot of, you know, strength and a lot of vision to have everyone focusing on the one kind of idea. And for the last few months, I've been praying and saying, Lord, you know, do you want a theme for next year, 2023? What is the theme for that? I just think to have a theme for a theme's sake isn't worthwhile. But if God wants to say something to our church, if God wants to say something that kind of overarches it all, Lord, what is it? And I've for months been just sitting on it and praying and really not getting anything until last weekend. I was up at the Sunshine Coast. So probably from here, I'm just asking this group to just sit on it, pray about it, get whatever your creative, whatever, however and wherever God starts to speak to you. Jay, start getting some concepts together. Beck, start getting some strategies together. Jesse, start that songwriting. George, start thinking of segments, like Kaz, start thinking of how it fits together. And I just think over the next week or two, we'll reconnect and just put in all our ideas, and there'll be some ones that stick, some ones that don't.
Yeah, I think even on a video-wise, stretching out over a month, I would probably suggest that we don't do one big video, that we also split the video up into, say, four parts with your message, and it's like, Maybe we commit to saying every campus watches you preach for a month kind of thing, and there's like a creative intro, like 3, 4, 5 minutes of content of that, and then you preach out of that. Maybe we split it up so it's not a 20-minute video, and then you just preach off that. Just food for thought. Maybe we could reimagine how we do the video and convey the stories and convey the information, and split that up over the 4 weeks as well. Anyway, that's just
I like the idea of the big deal, and then followed up with a 5-minute recap or an extension or an injection into that vision over that time. But I think you need to start with a big deal, because you do want, like, locally, we want to get people on our campus to hear that on that day. We want to make a big deal of that day, but it does need to be repeated regularly throughout and then revisited.
Well, church, here we are in 2023 on Vision Sunday, the start of a brand new year, and the question arises about this year's theme. Look, frankly, I'd prefer no theme than a manufactured theme. My prayer is, God, what do you want us to declare over our church and over our communities this year? What is your word for our church? Last year, 2022, we called it the year of seed, and boy, did you grab a hold of it in an inspiring way. There was a wave of generosity and investment, including giving almost $70,000 to Beyond Blue. There were testimonies right through the year. Look, one word from God can change everything. And I believe that the theme God has given us will define and even redefine your personal life this year, your financial world, your family, your identity, your future, our church, and our collective future. This theme is a reminder for each one of us on our difficult days. It is a reassurance when we are believing God. It is an anchor for each one of us through the ups and the downs. It is a declaration that fuels our faith and our hunger. It is a culture that will show in all of our locations: Adelaide West, Barossa, Broken Hill, Erina, Sunshine Coast, Tuggera, plus in your health, your finances, your relationships, your friends, your family, all of our digital strategies, our global vision. So it's not done lightly, but with prayer, expectation, and with boldness. So it is with huge expectation, huge excitement, that I announce our theme for 2023 is the year of growth on every front. In Isaiah 54, it says this: "Sing, barren woman, you who never bore a child. Burst into song, shout for joy, you who are never in labor, because more are the children of the desolate woman than of her who has a husband, says the Lord." It goes on to say, "Enlarge the place of your tent. Stretch your tent curtains wide. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords. Strengthen your stakes." It's awesome. "For you will spread out to the right and to the left. Your descendants, they will dispossess nations, and your descendants, they will settle in desolate cities." I remember in August last year, standing in our Sunshine Coast campus on a Sunday morning during worship, and God spoke this theme into my heart. I sat down and immediately wrote it down. I wrote down the theme and this verse in big letters, and then I began writing what this meant for me, maybe even for us. I wrote phrases like, "It's God that causes the growth. You can conquer anything holding back growth. Bring down strongholds. It's His Spirit that waters. To have deep roots, throw off restraint, have explosive vision when it says don't hold back, be an abundant overflow, be connected to the vine." Phrases like this give me such a conviction. I'm absolutely convinced that this is our theme, our declaration, our promise for 2023. Look, you watch the news, you read social media, and you do not hear a theme of growth on every front. You might hear about reduction, minimization, recession, consolidation. These are not kingdom concepts, and they certainly don't deserve any platform when we expect growth on every front. Instead, this is an amazing picture that no matter the condition of your situation now, God wants you to expand, to possess, to be bold, to throw off restraint and flow in abundance. So our theme consists of three aspects. Number one is growth. Look, after the year of seed, there is growth. Growth means to increase in size, value, and importance. And the seed you sow, the seed you have sown, it grows. God speaks to this barren woman in Isaiah 54, and in spite of her natural circumstances, in spite of how very validly she was feeling, in spite of her physical impossibilities, He gives her a promise of growth. And so she begins to praise, she begins to renovate her tent, getting ready for her family that's coming. Her whole way of living changes because it's God that causes growth. God doesn't want you to maintain or pull back. God wants you to expand, increase, possess. God wants you to grow in significance, grow in blessing, grow in harvest, grow in your territory, grow in your ministry, grow in your confidence, grow in your healing, and grow in your destiny. So number one is growth. Number two, every. In Isaiah, she is told to get ready to grow to the right and to the left. But God doesn't want us to settle for compromise in any area of life. And I guess I'd put it this way. For a moment, think about that thing in your life that is such a frustration or a disappointment. Everything else could be going really, really well, but there's that thing that hasn't seen breakthrough. For you, it might be financial, or it might be one particular relationship. It might be something in your body. It might be in your faith. Well, this year, we are not going to settle for that. We're not going to accept less than everything that God has for you. It might be an area you've been struggling with for a very long time. Well, I believe this year you're going to see breakthrough, growth on every front. It might be an area that seems to seep and affect every area of your life. Well, I believe this year you're going to see healing, growth on every front. It might be something that all of a sudden becomes an unusual place of battle and pain. Well, I believe this year you're going to see a great victory, growth on every front. Every front is important to God. God isn't interested in most of your life. He's interested in all of your life. Number one, growth. Number two, every. And number three, front. Lastly, I believe each of us and our church will become more engaged on the many fronts available to us. A front is the foremost line or part of an armed force, the furthest position that an army has reached. And right across Impact, we have remarkable services and programs. We have campuses across the country that see people get saved every week. We have programs that bridge the gap between church and the local community, which touch hundreds of lives each week. We have outreaches that allow us to go into remote communities without a local church, and we can make a difference. We have Impact Online, which reaches thousands of people around the world. And this year, we are excited not just to see growth on our existing fronts, but to increase the amount of fronts we have and the way that they can grow. Today, we are announcing the launch of our very first Impact Gathering. We are announcing the addition of a new Heart of Impact project. We are announcing new international connections. As a church, we are expanding our fronts. And I do hope, I really believe that modeling this as a church encourages each one of us, and I pray it encourages you to do the same thing in your personal life. So there you have it, church. Be excited by the vision as we unpack it now, 2023, the year of growth on every front. Years ago, we made a few intentional changes when it came to Heart of Impact. Firstly, we put all of our past, existing, and potential projects on the table and landed on 6 projects that represented areas that Impact was fruitful in, that we were passionate about, and we believe we really could make a difference in. Next, we introduced the ability to consistently partner financially with Heart of Impact, regular sponsored giving, if you like, that along with one-off miracle gifts allowed us to budget and consistently build throughout the year. We have many financial partners right around our church making a great, great difference in that space. Lastly, we positioned Heart of Impact not just as a church thing, but something that our communities could identify with, understand, and partner with. Doors in our community that are closed to a church are open to a charity bringing help, aid, and compassion. Heart of Impact has gone on to develop a credible reputation and relationship in our communities. It's in a great place. Last year, we didn't change up Heart of Impact projects. We intentionally continued to build, and they have all grown. Firstly, we have Alpha. We have hosted Alpha in person and online across our campuses, seeing people explore faith, ask questions, and come to know Jesus in a real and personal way. And this year, we will continue to run courses throughout the year. Next, we have chaplaincy, and every campus now has a team of chaplains who serve their local community, people who are trained, people who are equipped, and are available to support and listen and walk alongside anyone, anytime. In the area of community engagement, we have grown the way we engage with our communities through our programs, and it looks different in every campus. There are things like Mainland Music, Baby Connect, aged care visits, Christmas gift trees, Santa photos, plus many more weekly programs that are all reaching hundreds of people every week. And when we see a need, our relief fund then has given us opportunity to sow in and generously meet those needs. When it comes to our Indigenous outreach, we have begun to build relationships and make strong connections with Indigenous people and their communities through our Outback trips. Schools, churches, and community groups in remote areas have welcomed us, and we are committed to grow these connections and do everything that we can to serve. Next, we have Indonesia. Look, the last 3 years of COVID have meant that we've not been able to physically go to Indonesia, but our generosity has certainly reached its shores. Our giving to Mercy Indonesia has commissioned church planters, it's given homes to orphans, and it has communicated the message of Jesus throughout radio. In addition, we together through Heart of Impact have given $48,000 over the last 2 years in COVID relief, and excitedly, this year, in November, we get to hit the ground in person. We will be taking a team to visit these projects, and you are all invited. Next, we have Impact Online. The potential to reach more people in more places amplifies in the digital world, and Impact Online, our weekly program, is doing just that. We are growing in this space through social media, online topical conversations and podcasts, and numerous resources. There is no limit to the people we can reach in the digital world as we innovate for the purpose of sharing Jesus. In 2023, we are believing for growth on every front of these projects, and we are adding a seventh project to our Heart of Impact portfolio that each Australian location can partner with, and that is Youth Alive. Not a week goes by without the media reporting appalling statistics regarding the youth crisis within Australia today. And it is statistics like these that drive Youth Alive. Our young people are the future of our nation, and we believe that there is a future worth fighting for. Therefore, it is Youth Alive's purpose to bring a message of hope and encouragement to those young people in need, and then go beyond that by providing genuine support through local youth groups in helping teenagers realize their potential. Youth Alive is a national organization, but it has very strong state level and regional level teams, and each campus and those online are all within an arm's reach of a Youth Alive connection. We'll be sowing financially and partnering practically with Youth Alive's events, conferences, and academies, and it is a powerful way to reach young people and an awesome addition to Heart of Impact this year. If you are not yet a partner, I ask you today, urge you today, to go to our website or speak to your local leaders about how to partner. Whether your partnership is large or small, I want you to know that it makes a tangible difference in bringing love, justice, and aid to our local and global communities through Heart of Impact.
Hi, my name is Will, and I'm from the Barossa. I first met Jesus when I was young. Well, my family was always a Christian family. I grew up in a Christian home. So sometimes you hear testimonies of people who have met Jesus at a certain point in their life. But I grew up knowing Jesus. I grew up going to church, going to kids' church. But I made my own choice when I was about 10. My journey to coming here at Impact in Barossa, my wife and I had a bit of a whirlwind adventure. In 2017, we heard about some missionaries called Heidi and Roland Baker. They're in Mozambique. They have an amazing mission school in Africa. We went there with our three kids under five. Crazy times. We went there and learned all about missions, all about God and His heart. And that's when I first learned to love the one in front of me and just to say yes. And that's when I really, really first, I think for the first time in my life, I really made that full commitment of my whole entire life is yours. So from Africa, we went and served in the Iris Australia base in Alice Springs. And from there, I thought I was gonna be in Alice Springs for my whole life. I had a 20-year plan. This is what I'm gonna be doing for 20 years, you know, just serving in missions. That's where Kelly and I both felt that's where God was calling us to go. But family came along, and there were some issues there with Kelly's side of the family and my side of the family, and we both had the tug to come home. The very first day we came to Barossa Campus Impact, the worship was fantastic. It was so heavy, so spirit-filled. But then after the service, it was an amazing service. After the service, Rachel and Cameron Weston invited us back to their house for a lunch. And Kelly and I, my wife and I both from that moment knew that's where we're meant to be. And here we are, almost two years later. It's our home, it's our family. I'm currently serving in youth. I'm the youth pastor for Impact Barossa. I absolutely love working with youth. It's been my joy. Maybe it's because I think I'm still young at heart. Maybe I am, maybe I'm not. It's easy when you're at church. Growing up, like for myself, my story, growing up in church my whole entire life, knowing about God. But it wasn't until I made the choice myself, it wasn't until I had the yes in myself before my relationship with God really started. And that's my heart.
Over the last few years, the church has had to learn fast, doing church online, Zoom meetings, online courses. And there is now the question, what of this should be brought forward? What's the place of digital in the church of the world? But we know that in every battle, every season, every challenge, if we keep looking to Him, God doesn't waste any of it. So all of the creativity, innovation, resource, and flexibility that we have forged over the last few years, they'll be a great part of our future. There is an enormous place, an important place for digital in Impact's future. And it is so much more than just putting content from a Sunday online. 52% of churchgoers prefer physical gatherings, 9% say they prefer digital gatherings, and 35% claim a preference for both. 29% of practicing Christians and 20% of non-practicing Christians say they take advantage of digital options on a day other than Sunday. Digital is important. Digital provides resource and it provides connection. Our existing physical campuses have a pool of resource that they can contribute to. Hey, why should only one place benefit when people globally can, and a pool that they can receive from? Our strategy of gatherings is built right around digital, a gathering being a group of people watching Impact Online and doing community and discipleship around that. The challenging barriers are removed. We can be responsive and flexible. We have relationships forming around the world, connections with churches that we're able to resource and serve with our Impact Online material. And as we form new campuses, as we plant new gatherings, all of these in new communities, some of these in new countries, see all of these at some level of distance, it's digital that provides the resource and connection. In the coming weeks, we are starting our very first Impact Gathering, community of people connecting around our online resource, and it's happening in Currumbong, New South Wales. Lou and Ingrid Lazaro are great people in our church, and they've got a great call on their lives, and they will do an amazing job reaching new people in a new community. As gatherings begin in new places, in pubs and clubs and cafes and restaurants, as campuses are formed in new cities and new nations, it's digital that provides the connective tissue.
Hello, Impact. Donna here from New York. We've been connecting now with Impact for about a year, and it's been a privilege to be part of your team meetings and some Sunday worship and ministry. We are a small church here in upstate New York, and it's been absolutely amazing to us that you have opened your doors and warmed your hearts to invite us in to participate with you in a world vision. This is the kingdom vision, and we are so thankful for that. And especially, I would like to thank the digital vision team, because without this vision to go digital, you would not be reaching us right now. You would not be having the impact that you have on our small church, who has been greatly influenced by everything that you do. And because of it, we are growing and growing strong. So thank you so much.
Last year, Impact Online proved to be a vital resource for us here on the Sunshine Coast. Whether we were locked out because of floods, locked down because of COVID, or whether we chose to receive the worship and the preaching just to be part of our Impact family. It was great to be able to receive from Phil directly on the big screen. We do Pathway right here in our auditorium, and we encourage people to do it home by themselves as well. So Impact Online is and always will be a great blessing to us.
Tony here from Auckland, New Zealand. Over the past 12 months, we've been privileged to be able to share in the resources and the investment. It's been so impactful for us, and it's been able to help our church grow and consolidate through the challenges which have been ahead. So I just thank you for your investment. I thank you for pushing boundaries which are beyond just a normal local church and going into something global. We thank you for that and bless you.
We have a global vision, and it's Impact's digital plans that are part of the growing tent to take Jesus to the world. Impact Digital will provide unified, branded, global content that all our campuses, gatherings, businesses, Heart of Impact projects, and all of the communities that they represent, they can all input to and receive from. First, we've got our conversations. Very soon, we'll be launching a brand new fortnightly podcast. Most podcasts have a topic that they center around: leadership or management, relationships, comic books. Well, at Impact, we'll be talking about life's mess. We will provide a safe arena for dialogue and for learning about the things that people really want to talk about. Mess is not repelling to Jesus. In fact, it's attractive to him, and mess needs to be okay for our church. This will be content rich, a place for honest, healthy, safe conversations about all of life's messes: life, death, money, parenting, health, politics. It will feed our social media, our website, and all of our online platforms. And this will be a great addition to our Impact Online services, and really will help bring community and help to people around the world. Next, we have education. Impact will provide online education. Our resource library, it already has many, many sermons, devotionals, teachings about a whole range of subjects. And we want to grow this so that anyone, anywhere, at any time can draw from the resources to help them where they are at. Theological, physical, financial, and relational, we want to equip people for better living, not just providing inspiration, but impartation. Next is live content. Impact Online Sunday service and our live Alpha course, they have shown that people can engage in live forums. We have people interstate who consider themselves part of Impact but have rarely, and some have never, been to one of our physical locations. Our live content has helped connect them. And we will expand this to include training and discipleship classes, fitness classes, interactive panels, our pathway, and more. Impact's global digital strategy, it is creative, innovative, and it fills us with opportunity. Podcasts, conversation, education, live experiences, social media, blogs, and training. It is a great additional world to our Sunday services and to our physical locations. Our campuses can input and can receive ministry content. Our gatherings can receive simple and flexible content. Church, we want to revolutionize what it is to bring Jesus and His church to the online space.
When I first heard about gatherings, I got really excited.
Yeah. I think it's for me, it's all about discipleship and it's about connection. And something you don't, take for granted when you get together with people. And so I love that aspect of just connecting with people around the message and around food and just fellowship in general. So just doing life with people. So discipleship started when I first got saved. And so, I recognize the importance of just having someone to talk to and being able to, have someone who's further down the track and able to input into your life.
What does a gathering look like?
A gathering to me looks like just coming together in a community base and just connecting around the word. But more than that, being able to fellowship afterwards and just connect with each other and grow each other in the faith.
I think a gathering is a bit different in that it's actually structured. I guess we're following in line with what Pastor Phil's teaching or sharing, and that vision that. But it's also intimate in that, it's also got that balance of intimacy as well as being part of the bigger church and ministry as well. I think it's the opportunity to pray, like not that we don't do it in Connect Group, but it's like that intentional, we praise, we worship, we hear the word, and then we allow time for praying for each other and for, ministry time as well as connecting over food and coffee or whatever.
Yeah, because ultimately a gathering in our communities, we're reaching out to our community. Mm. So we want to see people saved and brought into the house. Yeah. So,
yeah.
2023 is the year of growth on every front. Our existing campuses will see healthy growth, new people and new influence. New gatherings will begin, reaching more people in more ways, in more places. Our Heart of Impact projects now with Youth Alive will continue to serve our local and global communities. We want to see these projects grow in influence and grow in impact. Our digital strategy is global, resourcing campuses, planting gatherings in new communities, providing a global unified pool of resource to help people. I am so excited, church. I believe this is our God word. And I'm asking you to pray. Pray that everything that our church does this year is God-led and God-blessed. Pray about becoming a Heart of Impact partner. Believe together that there will be incredible growth on every front for every person and for our church. Here we are, 2023, the year of growth on every front.
Overwhelming peace, everlasting grace, there's none like you, there's none.
don't have. And be bold, you're the Lord of breakthrough, no fear. As a
Well, that was an exciting start to 2023, and there is so much more to come as we roll out the year. Hey, make sure you stay connected. We have got our website with so much resource and information, impactchurch.me. Check it out, as well as our local social media pages. Have an incredible week, and we'll see you next time.
Here at Impact, generosity is part of our culture. If you would like to give, we've made it easy. You can use your Impact app. Simply click the Give icon at the bottom of the screen. Choose Tithes and Offerings for regular giving, or Heart of Impact if you would like to donate to our outreach and missions projects. Then just fill in the details of your gift. Or you can click the Give button on our website or stream and do the same. If you are having any trouble or would prefer to set up a direct deposit from your bank, just email info@impactgroup.org.au and we'll be in touch. Thank you for investing into the lives of others.
Want more? If you'd like to find out more or get in touch, check out our website, impactchurch.me. There's loads of videos, resources and info there just for you. Or hit up your local campus on Insta or Facebook. And if you're wondering where we are, well, apart from our online services, we have campuses in Tuggerah, Erina and Broken Hill in New South Wales, Barossa Valley, Adelaide West and Victor Harbour in South Australia, and the beautiful Queensland Sunshine Coast. No matter who you are or where you come from, you can belong here at Impact. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to our Impact Online podcast. We release a new episode every week, and you can access all our podcasts and videos via our website. Visit impactchurch.me for lots of extra resource. We'll see you next time at Impact Online.